Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
All right, we are here, first day of Pledge Drive, so let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, let's see. We are doing a regular show here. You can call in and be on the air, 888-914-9149. And if you want to send me an email, patrick@relevantradio.com. Let's go to San Diego now and talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome.
Morning, Patrick. So I actually had two things. I wanted a book recommendation, but before we go there, I'm mostly calling because I've just been inspired. So... Mm-hmm. I imagine that you've heard of Mother Antonia and maybe even have read the book that was written about her, Prison Angel.
I actually have not. No, I have not heard of her.
So Mother Antonia, she started an order of sisters, and she lived in a prison in Tijuana, Mexico. And she served the prisoners, the guards, the community. She came from money. She came from Beverly Hills. The book will tell you that. And so it's really her story. Super inspiring. And it was actually, the book was given to me by one of the Judas sisters that's part of that order now. Okay. And I'm a slow reader, but I didn't want to put the book down. So I highly recommend it. The work that they do is, it's amazing. It's important. So,
well, thank you. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yep. So it's a great story. And then, Patrick, what I was hoping is I want to know more. And I know that there's even been lots of converts to our faith, some of our Protestant brethren, like Scott Hahn, for example. And I've heard their stories, and I know that they got into some of the readings of the doctors of the church, some of the different saints that have written books. And I want to know more, and I actually want to read it myself and not just hear it. So what do you recommend?
When you say, what do I recommend? Are you referring to like what books did they read that you can also read? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like I hear some, like St. Ignatius, I think he's had books, maybe St. Augustine. So mm-hmm. Yeah, just, something where I can get more detail and richness about our faith.
Yeah. So I would say, number one, if you're not referring to the Gospels, if you're not referring to the New Testament, which is in a category unto itself, of course, I would read the Church Fathers. I would encounter those earliest Christians in their own words and what they had to say about learning the faith from the apostles. And you'll see that they were Catholic, capital C Catholic. They called themselves Catholic. They believed and taught and died for the doctrines of the faith, like the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and the sacraments and the Mass as a sacrifice and all of the above. You'll find it in the early church. And that would probably be the most profitable way to see what some of these converts like Scott Hahn saw and what really moved them to abandon evangelical Christianity or whatever other backgrounds they might have been from to embrace the one true faith that was established by Jesus. I think at every turn, the writings of the early church fathers have that effect on people who are open to them. So there are many books. You could read a book by Marcellino D'Ambrosio. It's called When the Church Was Young. And he has a PhD in patristics, which is the study of the church fathers. So he's very, very comprehensive and meticulous in presenting what it was like in the early church. And who were the major figures and what were the major themes and what did they believe? It's a very dramatic story. I would recommend The Founding of Christendom. I would say the first and second volumes in that series by Dr. Warren Carroll, who is the founder of Christendom College. Shout out to Christendom College, by the way, good friends. His books also are masterful in explaining the drama and the beauty of the early church. There's a 3-volume set that's available. It's published by, I think, by Michael Glazer Press, if I'm not mistaken, but it's called Faith of the Early Fathers. And you can by topic, you can find what any given church father had to say, let's say, about honoring Mary or purgatory or the Mass as a sacrifice, what have you. And it's systematically indexed by topic and by date. So you can see what's the earliest reference we have about going to confession to a priest, for example. And you'll see who said it, when was it said, what's the epistle or the document that it was found in. These are all things, Mike, that these converts that you're thinking of, like Scott Hahn, were feeding on, because they were looking at the early church to see, well, how did they understand the gospel? And as they discovered, and you'll see, they understood in a thoroughly Catholic way because the early church was Catholic.
Yeah, that's actually perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll really like it, and it's very eye-opening. If you are you on Twitter, perchance? Because I can give you a recommendation for a Twitter person to follow, and that's Joshua Charles. So his handle there is Joshua T. Charles. He's a recent convert from Protestantism, and he spends a lot of time bringing out on Twitter these very substantial quotes from the early church fathers. And if you follow that one account alone, I mean, if you do nothing else, you're going to get a cornucopia of really good material from the early church. And I think you'll find it just what you're looking for, as you just said.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate it, Patrick.
You're welcome. And while you go, or before you go, I will recommend the foundress of the Carmelite Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Los Angeles. They're headquartered in Alhambra, a little bit north of where you are. But their foundress, Mother Luisita, has also an amazing story. You mentioned, the sister that you mentioned a moment ago. Although I'm not familiar with her story, I am familiar with the life of Mother Luisita, and she came up from Mexico, similar kind of thing, but this was earlier and near the turn of the century, and she had to deal with communists and Freemasons, and she came up to the United States, settled in Duarte, and then later in Alhambra. And there is a book about her, and the book is called Unleashing Hope. So if you're interested in those kind of biographies of powerful women who headed up religious orders, check out this book. It's called Unleashing Hope. It's the official biography of Mother Luisita, and it's dramatic, and it's got all kinds of just amazing things and miraculous things. And the legacy that she has left us with the Carmelite Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Los Angeles is truly beautiful and long-reaching. So that's another resource. If you like that kind of book, I have a feeling you'll like this book too, Mike. Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick time out. And Cyrus, I think we have a message from Father Rocky right around the corner, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct, sir.
All right. Let's do that. We're going to get back into it momentarily. You're listening to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. A reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported, so we're unable to bring you your favorite shows without your financial support. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a Relevant Radio-branded Eucharistic tote bag. This bag is huge, with plenty of spaces for groceries, books, or a change of clothes. It has two large handles so you can carry it comfortably over your shoulder. Great for that summer trip you've planned, especially if you're planning on joining us at the National Eucharistic Congress. The Relevant Radio branded Eucharistic tote bag is only available today and is yours for a gift of only $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so get yours online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com or call us at 877-291-0123. And may God bless you.
Call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Good news. We have a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be matched 100% here for the next, it looks like, about 48 minutes or so. We are in need of 100 and 130 people who will give hope to your local community by donating here at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Some great thank you gifts coming your way today. If you make a special gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get the fabulous Relevant Radio Monstrance Tote Bag. You can use it for whatever you need a tote bag for. You'll also receive, if you make your gift online or at the Relevant Radio app, the special download. It's been produced by Father Rocky this time around. How Mary Leads Us to Jesus in the Eucharist. It's great knowledge to put in your head to help you explain what Mary's purpose is according to God's law.
Yeah, that's right, as revealed in the Holy Bible. Lots of thank yous. I want to get caught up on that a little bit here. So I want to say a special thank you to Elizabeth in Mission Viejo, California, my hometown where I grew up. $300 recurring online gift and a brand new donor. Thank you, Elizabeth, and welcome to the family. Thank you, Anonymous in Davis, California, for your $1,200 online gift. And Mary, I think, I'm not sure, we'll have to find out, but I think that might have come in the waning moments of the last hour. So that may have been applied to our goal for the last hour, which is awesome. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you, Sarah in Belgrade, Maine, for your $50 gift, brand new donor. Welcome to the family. Thank you, Sharon in Sparks, Nevada, for your $100 gift. You can always tell people who maybe are not from Nevada or they have never been to Nevada because they'll call it Nevada. But in Nevada, they call it Nevada. So thank you, Sharon in Sparks, Nevada. Thank you, Anonymous in New Franken, Wisconsin, $240 online gift. Thank you for that. And Anita in Hesperia, California, thank you for your $240 recurring gift. Awesome.
And the good news is we did make our call goal for last hour. We also crossed over the mini goal of $200,000. We've got a ways to go now to the next big goal. It's $97,000. If you can help us out with it, hey, that'd be great. But probably not many folks listening right now can do that. Just do what you can at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Together, we give hope to your local community. Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Real life solutions you can believe in.
Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. I love hanging out with you. And to prove it, here's my personal phone number. 888-914-9149. Call me on that number. We'll get you on the air with your comment or question. Let's go to Rose now in Newark, New Jersey. Hi, Rose.
Hi. I was praying and falling asleep, and when I stopped, your line or somebody was saying from your line that nobody ever does anything good, and the proof is in Psalm 53:6 or 1-6.
Right.
I looked in the Douay Rheims, and it had nothing to do with that. And I'm wondering, I'm sure there's people that do good, especially pro-lifers, but I'm wondering what the point was. Maybe I came to the wrong part of the conversation.
No, what the difference is that the Douay Rheims follows the older ordering of the Psalms. And so it's off, it's shifted by one Psalm. So if you open, do you have your Bible handy?
I can get it in 1 second.
Okay. I'm getting it. I think right I can now. Show you what.
Do people think that nobody does any good?
Well, there's a verse in Romans chapter 5 that the lady who emailed me was referring to that says the following. There is no one who does good. There is no one who is righteous. All have gone astray. All have fallen short of the glory of God. It's commonly quoted, especially by Protestants. It's usually misunderstood to mean that nobody does good at all. And so this is sometimes used as an attack against the biblical teaching of Our Lady's sinlessness. They'll say there's no way she could be sinless because Romans 5 says nobody is sinless. So that's one way that it's misused. But let's resolve the problem for you, Rose, right now. So you're looking at your Psalm 53, and read that to me. What does that say? Read verse
Save
1.
Me, O God. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me in thy strength.
Okay.
O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth.
Okay. Now, pause there for a second. Now, go to your Psalm 54. I'm sorry. Go to your Psalm 50. So you just read from your Psalm 53, right?
53. Yeah.
Okay. Go to Psalm 54.
Okay. Hear, O God, my prayer. Be attentive to me and hear me. I am grieved in my exercise and troubled at the voice of the enemy and at the tribulation of the sinner, for they have cast iniquities upon me, and in wrath they were troublesome to me. My heart is troubled within me, fear and trembling are come upon me. Who will give me wings like a dove, and I will fly and be at rest?
Okay, so you're reading from the Douay Rheims, and what's happening is it's shifted over by one. So in all the modern translations of the Bible, the Douay Rheims is roughly 450 years old, thereabouts. So in the modern translations, you will open to Psalm 53 and read, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." I'm in verse 1, by the way. "They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity." Okay, if you go to, that's what I'm saying. Do you see what I'm saying here? So it's shifted by one number. So if you were to look at Psalm 52.
Okay. So I have to go back. I have to go back one. Okay.
Yeah.
If there's a, all right. Okay. Thank you very much. Because I'm kind of charismatic, evangelical, Catholic, 40 years in 8 states. And I'm at the point where people don't want you, God, lift you to 3 days of darkness. I'm grateful for Relevant Radio, but I'm kind of torn up, I guess. But if you tell me that nobody does any good, I think Psalm 14:2 says there's no just one. But there's good people, and most of this planet is good people. A lot of them uninformed or misinformed. So I'm glad you explained that, because it was really bothering me.
Oh, well, I'm glad. So those two. So in the more modern translations, you'll find them in Psalm 14. Beginning in verse 1, and Psalm 53, beginning in verse 1. And so in the Douay Rheims, you just shift back by one chapter, and you'll find it.
Okay, I want to add a P.S. Somebody told me the newer Bibles outside of Douay Rheims have 400 changes that the person located. They spent 10 years going through the Bibles. They found 400 changes in the newer Bibles. So at that point, I switched to Douay Rheims.
Well, the Douay Rheims is an excellent English translation of the Bible, no doubt. And it's keep in mind that it was the Catholic version of the Bible in English for well over 400 years. Okay. So that is a good, trustworthy Bible, but it's not the product of the newer scholarship. And by newer, I don't mean newfangled or modernist. What I mean is with access to more tools and more manuscripts. So I don't remember off the top of my head what the total number of modifications is, but these were all things that eliminated problems that had crept into the text in the Douay Rheims version. So,
wasn't there a Freemason on the board of the King James translation? That's kind of what blew me away.
No, that's the King James Bible was issued in 1611. And Freemasonry as such didn't exist at that time, not in the form that we know it today. So to give you an example of what I'm referring to, there is something known as the Johannine comma. And it is an example of what is called like a scribal gloss. That's another term that you'll encounter. And it refers to things in the Bible that either were not in the original text but crept in, where they were added by like a copyist who wasn't sure, was this from the text that he was copying from, or was this a note from an editor? Was this a gloss? A gloss refers to like a comment that a scribe would note in the margin. So sometimes these things can creep in that didn't actually belong there, and they would be able to tell this by later on having access to access to more manuscripts than they had in the 17th century at the time of the King James Bible, or even earlier with the Douay-Rheims. So one example of this is known as the Johannine comma. It's a little phrase, reads like this. And then, by the way, it's in John chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. The first epistle. And it says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven." And here's the gloss. "In heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth." And then it goes to the regular text, "the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one." So that's a reading from the King James Version. And in that part where it says the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, that was added later. It's not part of the inspired text. So what happened was, over time and with greater precision and access to more and even older manuscripts, not to mention the ability to compare manuscripts and see, do the older ones have this? Do all the older ones have it? Do some of the older ones have it? So forth. They were able to tidy things up a little bit and remove some of these interpolations that had crept in over time. So that's the long and short of it. If you want a book, Rose, I think you might enjoy this book. It's called Where We Got the Bible, Our Debt to the Catholic Church, and that's by Henry Graham. And that's readily available at your local Catholic bookstore. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And Cyrus, we're going to be going now to, what do we have up next here? Because I know we're approaching our, yeah. Oh, okay, good. Well, we have more time than I thought. Perfect. Let's see, Steve in Moline, Illinois. Thank you for calling and welcome.
Hey, Patrick. I talked to you about...
Whoa, I guess we're on a speakerphone. That won't do. So you have to take me off speakerphone, please.
Oh, sorry about that.
There we go. That's better.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I talked to you about two years ago. We had a really good conversation about the immortal soul. Okay. And you said something the other day. I listen to you all the time. You said something the other day. It wasn't scriptural. It wasn't spiritual, but it's a truism. And I think it's one of the reasons that we are all split apart as far as the body of Christ as a church, okay?
Okay.
What you said is that it's actually a quote from a Paul Simon song, The Boxer. You said, "A man hears what he wants to hear, and he disregards the rest." And when you think about that, I mean, it's pretty true. I mean, and because we all get all caught up in what we have been taught, what our forefathers taught us, what our forefathers' fathers taught us, and how it all comes down the pike, and this is where we are at, and it's like, this is what we believe, and this is what truth is. And I heard a really good quote the other day that I think is really apropos to this. Basically, the person said that the truth is always the truth, even if no one believes it.
That's
and
true.
Conversely, a lie is still a lie, even if everyone believes it.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I'm just saying, when I heard you say that that a man hears what he wants to hear, I was thinking, man, I got to call Patrick and tell him about that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did, Steve. I'm glad you did. It is true, and we're all prone to that. We have to be on guard and be careful and seek the truth. So you're right, Steve. Hey, I wish there were more time, but thank you for stepping in today, and I'll be right back with more right after this.
It is day one of our Spring Pledge Drive. We come to you four times a year and ask for you to help support this local station. It's a great way to kind of give you ownership and have you become a part of the family. You can give hope to your local community now when you give at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And when you give today and today only, we have a special gift coming your way. With your gift of $20 a month or more, we have a canvas tote. Beautiful tote. It's a canvas, a natural canvas color. It's got the Monstrance and the Relevant Radio logo on it. And, you know, Patrick had a great idea earlier, a great, you know, kind of point. You can be at the grocery store carrying your tote, loading up your, you know, foods in the frozen food section or the bakery or wherever you're at. And you might see someone across the aisle that you know is a kindred spirit because they've got a matching tote.
That's right. And you know, what a great way to show your faith in public. In a way, it's kind of like making the sign of the cross and saying your prayers before meals when you're out in public, not to be showy, not to be ostentatious, but you want to let your light shine, as Jesus says, let your light shine before others. So this is one way to do that. When you're out and about getting groceries, whatever, and you have your Relevant Radio tote bag that you receive when you make your pledge today at either a dollar a day level or higher, we'll send you that as our thank you. And that's a way you can evangelize. You don't have to open your mouth, and people will see it, and people will, oh, she's Catholic. Oh, that person listens to Relevant Radio. What's that? I better listen to it too. Yeah. So you can evangelize in more than one way when you make that pledge by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you to Maria in Oakland getting a tote. So does an anonymous donor in Glendora, California, joining the Recurring Gift Society. And so did Lilia in Whittier, California, made that special gift of $20 a month. And you're getting your tote and you join the St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. Thank you so very much. We are in need, it looks like, of this hour. Another 87 people still have a ways to go. If we're going to make our goal for the hour, we need everyone listening to do your part and make that gift now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Together, we give hope.
That's right. And you can do that right away. And it's quick and easy and secure and encrypted and all that good stuff at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
Today is the only day these totes are available, and there is a limited number. When they're gone, they're gone. So give hope early at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Okay, we are back. And as I said, this is a regular show. You can call in and be on the air. Call 888-914-9149. That number is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Michael now in Las Vegas. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi.
First, very quick comment. I have a bone to pick with you that because it used to be really easy to get into confession, and now since you've been talking a lot about confession, there's always a long line when I go to confession.
I'm sorry about that. That's not a bad problem, is it?
The other comment is everyone knows that Cyrus runs the show, but that's okay. We'll still imagine that you're running the show.
Oh, okay.
You weren't supposed to say that.
Okay. My two quick questions, and then I just got to work, so I'm going to have to go in and I'll have to listen to them later on the replay, are, one, when I go to confession, sometimes the priest will give me, for penance, he'll give me, do an act of kindness for your wife or do an act of charity for Catholic services or something like that. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, I obviously can't fulfill my penance right then. So what happens? Am I still absolved from the priest? From my sins, yes. From the priest, or is that happen after I do my penance? Because I didn't know if I should receive communion or not.
You're absolved on the spot. So you have been sacramentally absolved when he pronounces those words. And the duty to perform the penance that he gives you is not required to be taken care of immediately. If you can, I mean, let's say he says, say, a decade of the rosary, and you have time to pray the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the church or that decade, that's good, but it's not required. So you can make that penance at any time. Ideally, do it sooner rather than later because it could be something you forget over time.
Right.
But yeah, you never have to fear. I mean, when you walk out of the confessional and you've heard those blessed words of absolution, assuming, of course, that you made a good confession and you didn't hold anything back by way of mortal sin, you're absolved and you're good to go. So that'd be the way to evaluate that. Now, one of the things that I've run into, and I don't know if this is part of your question, Michael, is people say, well, the priest doesn't actually give me a penance. He says, just be nice to people or be kind or tell your wife you love her or something. I mean, priests are trained in the seminary to give penances, and a penance is a way to obviously do penance for one's sins. You should be nice in any case. You should be polite in any case and say you love your wife in any case. So a penance is the goal of the penance is to do something penitential. Hopefully saying that you love your wife is not penitential. Ha ha. But I would say if you get that kind of a warm and fuzzy quote unquote penance, do something nice, do an act of kindness. What I would do and what I have done is to say, all right, I'll fulfill that, but I'm also going to impose a penance in addition that's something more real, like pray a decade of the rosary or giving alms or volunteering some time or things that you can be creative like that. So
yeah, I've actually done that. Like,
have you done that?
Prayed like 10 Our Fathers or something like that. If the priest, once in a while, they'll do that. Well, they, maybe it was kind of an intense confession, and so they were being understanding or something, and then but I'll still impose something on top of whatever they say when it's more of just a simple action like that, because it's
You're free to do that. You're not doing anything wrong, and in my experience, at least, most of the time priests will impose an actual penance and not the smile more often. And it's not really a penance, but that's what I would suggest. But does that help answer your question?
It just happens once in a while. Usually they give me something penitential, like you're saying.
Yeah.
My other question, if you don't mind, because I do have to run in, is so it's funny, when I was in Catholic school, when I was a kid, they called it a scapula, but you say scapular, and that seems to be the proper thing. I don't know why they used to say it differently.
Well, the word scapula is the Latin word for scapular. So it just means shoulders or shoulder.
Okay.
But in English, it has an R at the end.
Where I work, there's a lot of machinery and stuff, so I keep the scapula in my pocket. Is there a problem with it if it's on you? Does it have to be around your neck, or can it be in your pocket?
I've heard both sides on this issue. Some maybe a little more rigorous would say, no, you have to be wearing it. Others would say, no, as long as it's on your person, that's okay too. If it's in your pocket, it's under a layer of clothing. So if it's over your shoulders under several layers of clothing, wouldn't that be even better?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Oh, okay. So if you put it in your pocket as a way to keep it out of the way, it's underneath a layer of clothing, the outer part of the pocket. But if you're wearing it the traditional way, it's on your bare shoulders, covered by an undershirt, covered by a shirt, covered by whatever, if you're wearing some sort of uniform or something. So the net result is the same if it's underneath your clothing on your shoulders as it would be inside your pocket.
That was a misunderstanding on my part. I thought it had to be exposed.
No. The scapula does not have.
I see some people at our church, they'll wear them and they're on the outside of their clothing.
Yeah, that's a kind of an affectation. And, unless you're like a third order Dominican where that is the custom, sometimes that can be, maybe a bit of an affectation. If it happens to show just because, it comes up and you can see it around your neck or something, that's different. But to wear it for the purpose of making sure everybody sees that you're wearing a scapular, I don't think that's a good idea. Because why are we doing this? We're not doing this for the praise of other people. We're not doing it so people will say, oh, look at him. He's wearing a scapular. No.
It kind of makes me think of the
It should be a hidden, humble kind of thing, if you ask me.
The comment in the Bible where they talk about the, when Jesus is talking about the Pharisees wearing things on their shoulders and professing that they prayed and how much they gave and everything like that. And it's like,
Well, I don't want to attribute
their gift kind of, or
kind of like that. Yeah. I don't want to attribute ill will to anybody who wears a scapular in faith and out of devotion. Praise God that they're, you know, showing this form of devotion. But I mean, yeah, from time to time, I'll see it where somebody makes sure that that scapular is up, visible, so that everybody sees it. Now, they could argue, well, I do it as a form of evangelization, and far be it from me to argue with anybody. I'm just saying that if the reason you wear a scapular, not you, Michael, but if the reason you're wearing a scapular is so that other people see it, so that they will admire you or whatever, that's not a good reason. Better that it should be hidden. And like you were saying, Jesus talks about this issue of, you know, if you're going to be fasting, comb your hair and wash your face and don't walk around gloomy so that everybody say, oh, look at him, he's fasting, because then you've gotten your reward, which is applause. But if you are fasting, do not let other people know this so that the real reward is laying up treasure in heaven. So I think that's something to think about anyway. But we can just rejoice that anybody is wearing a scapular in the first place. That's good unto itself. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. We have a miracle moment straight ahead, and then I'll be back with Mary and back with more of the program. So those of you who are holding right now, please be patient. I'll come right back to you ASAP.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
And we received this message yesterday, Drew, and you said you got to read that. So I went back and found it. Mike on X yesterday said, I actually have an answered prayer. You read my post on the air a few weeks ago. My prayer request was to find peace in my heart as a single gay man living a celibate life. My heart has now found peace, and I feel so blessed that God has also healed my cancer, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
I love that.
I was like, Mike, keep on going. Thank you, brother.
Well, Mike, I'm grateful that you pray with us, and we were going to pray. See how God works. He heals his cancer. He can heal in every aspect of our life. So let's pray now for that healing that you might be seeking.
Touch a heart and change a soul by donating to Relevant Radio today.
That miracle moment. How many times when you're listening to Relevant Radio, does somebody call in and they really touch their heart with their need or their praise story, whatever they've got going on? It's because we're one big happy family, and we give hope to our other family members here at Relevant Radio. When you make those phone calls, we know oftentimes we can just see everybody in their cars making their sign of the cross or dropping to their knees, whether physically or... Yeah, well, no, physically or in their minds.
Don't do that.
Let me finish my sentence. Dropping to their knees wherever they're at, except in their car, of course, and praying for those people. That's what we do together as a community and as a family, and we give hope to each other. But we can't do it unless you give hope to us now. We are in need of still roughly 50 people who can either step up at relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. 50 people in the final few minutes of this hour to make our goal. Actually, we've got about 15 minutes left to make our goal for this hour.
Yeah, and today's the first day of Pledge Drive. Don't let that deceive you. It doesn't mean like, oh, we've got all the time in the world. We have to build a momentum at the very beginning of the week. Otherwise, it could be impossible to try to make up the lost ground toward the end of the week. So every day counts, every hour of every day counts, and this counts right now. So we're asking you to be like Sylvia in Hollister, California. She clocked in just now with a $240 online gift. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Maureen. She too did it with a $100 online gift, brand new donor. She's in Georgetown, Texas. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Rosalinda in Summerlin Key, Florida. It sounds balmy down there. $245 online gift, brand new donor. Thank you and welcome. Roy in Staunton, Virginia, $75 online, brand new donor. And Adam in Hampshire, Illinois, also $240 online gift, brand new donor. We thank you and we welcome you to the family.
It is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be matched 100%.
100%.
So if you can come in right now with a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, you'll make a big dent in our need for this hour, and your gift will be doubled. You'll also receive the fabulous tote bag we've got available for you today. But anybody who makes a gift of $20 or more, or a special one-time gift of $240, you'll get the tote bag with the image of the monstrance on it, along with the Relevant Radio logo. It's a beautiful tote bag. I love my totes, and it's fun to rotate them around. Throw one in the wash. You got the next one going, ready to go. Give hope now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Together, we will give hope with Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Man, I tell you what, you're hitting a good groove here today, Cyrus. And by the way, that guy thought you ran the show. Come on. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You run the music, that's true.
88. I don't run anything. Patrick is in full control. Captain Madrid.
This is a collaborative effort, I'd like to say. Good music, though, Cyrus. I approve. 888-914-9149. That number will get you on the air with your comment or question. I was thinking about my commentary a little while ago about Romans and the passage about there is no one who does good, there is no one who is righteous. All have gone astray. All have fallen short of the glory of God. I think I might have misspoken and said Romans 5. What I was intending to say was Romans 3, 5 through 12, which is the context of the passage. So I don't remember if I did misspeak, but it was nagging at me. So if I did, the passage in question was Romans 3, 5 through 12. 888-914-9149. How about Alicia now in Forest Park, Illinois? Hi, Alicia.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I was wondering if you have a recommendation for an alternative podcast to, like, Protestant author. No. He does a podcast on, like, for, like, Catholic men, talking all about, like, manhood and Christianity and fatherhood. But I was wondering if you knew of maybe sort of, like, a parallel, but more with, like, a Catholic.
Yes, I do. It's called Relevant Radio. And 24/7, you're going to hear lots of stuff, not just about men per se, but a lot of good stuff about fatherhood and being a good husband and all of those above. So there's a high concentration of those topics on any given day on Relevant Radio. So that's what I would recommend, Alicia.
All right. My second question, our four-month-old son is scheduled to be baptized in 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
We still have not come up with godparents.
Okay.
We have a lack of good Catholic godparents in our in our family. So, but we still want them to be baptized, obviously. So,
yeah, for sure.
Any thoughts, recommendations? Like, how do we kind of? We have a few, you know, Catholics that we're close to in our family. My husband's got a couple brothers. I have a cousin, but, you know, they're not really strong practicing in their faith.
Right. Yeah, I have a few thoughts. Number one, you can always look further afield, and they can be friends of the family, of your family. They don't have to be relatives. It's always nice when you can have a relative as a godfather or godmother because it sort of strengthens that family connection. But let's say in the parish or just in your wider circle of Catholic friends, if you know a couple who would really, you know, they really are living their faith and they are serious about following Jesus, then you certainly could invite them to do this. And then if you wanted to go a little further afield, you might ask your pastor if he has some suggestions of families in the parish whom you may not necessarily know or know well, But if they are, you know, in that same category of faithful followers of Jesus, and they're, you know, they're honestly living their Catholic faith, you know, it'd be another way to make some new friends, and they could fulfill that role of being godfather and godmother too. That's another option available to you.
Yeah. So even if, you know, obviously if we want them to be involved in, you know, in our child's life, you know, not just,
right,
you know, for that day of the baptism. So I guess, you know, that's kind of the hard part is with family, you know, they're more likely to be, you know,
yeah,
to
they're
be around
in
more. Right. And so with kind of that outside our family circle, you know, it's hard to just kind of know that they're going to be there, you know, even though, yeah. So mm-hmm. it's a tough one. And it's a sad situation to be in, honestly, when, you know, mm-hmm. Your pool is just so small.
Which baby is this? I hear another baby in the background, or a little one in the background. Is this number two?
That's him. Yes, at the second. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, first of all, congratulations, Alicia, to you and your husband, and how God is blessing you with life. This is a beautiful thing. I would say just ask the Lord earnestly, Lord, we want to do the right thing. We want to invite somebody, two people, who will really be there, not necessarily for birthday parties and graduations and things. That's not something that godparents are obliged to do. If they do that, that's nice, but it's not required. But Lord, who would you recommend that we invite who will take an active role in helping, especially when help is needed? So if, God forbid, something were to happen to you or your husband, you know, somebody who would undertake to help this child grow strong in the faith and be there to help or give advice or good encouragement and things. It doesn't have to be somebody who will be present at birthday parties and graduations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I would say the Lord is definitely going to answer your prayer. You know, you will not go without some sense of what is the right thing to do, but it's a good problem to have in a way, because it gives you time to really be thoughtful and choosy in a good way, as opposed to just, well, we'll throw a dart, Uncle So-and-so, you know.
Right.
Uncle So-and-so may not turn out to be a good godfather, but the more thought you give and the more prayer, of course, the better choices you will make. I wouldn't be too worried about it, but yeah, you have 2 weeks, so a lot of prayer there, and ask your pastor for some advice.
Do you think it would be if you know, we're still not feeling like we have a solid idea, like to just wait on the baptism, or do you?
No.
Okay.
Don't wait. Yeah, don't wait. If anything, you can have two people who will act as witnesses then and there, and they can be from the parish. But no, don't delay for the sake that you don't know what will happen in life. None of us does. So we want these babies baptized as soon as possible. And
Typically,
rule of thumb, 2 weeks after birth, maybe three if the baby's sickly. But, I mean, not that you would do this, Alicia, but I hear horror stories of people who defer baptism for months and months and months, or we can't do it till next year because the family won't be able to come here from the old country. That's... Oh, never do that, people. Baptize your baby as soon as possible. You know that, Alicia, but not everybody does.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like we want him to be baptized, you know, but we also want good godparents. So it's like we want both things. So
step out in faith. My advice would be you and your husband, maybe people you know in the parish, good Catholic couple, you may not know them well, but step out in faith. And ask the Lord to guide you. And I know he will. Thank you. I will be right back right after this. You're listening to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
We are are about to wrap up hour two of the first day of our spring pledge drive, and we are still in need of 39 people who will give hope at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Maybe you can help in a big way with a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 gift. That would certainly make a difference as we march our way to making our goal for this hour. But we need everybody who can hear our voice to do a little something. Even if it's a $20, $30 gift, that counts towards our call goal.
Yeah, Mary, when we started this morning, I think we were at, where were we, 5%, 6%? It's bumped up to 8%. Yeah. But there's still, yeah, you know, it's a little bit of progress. We need more, though. Today's the first day of Pledge Drive, as Mary said. So I just want to make sure that people get thanked expeditiously. Thank you, Prudence, dear Prudence, in Owings Mills, Maryland. $20 online. Thank you for that. Paola in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for your $25 online gift. Lisa in Bellbrook, Ohio. Thank you for your $300 online gift. Recurring, by the way. Thank you, David in St. Charles, Illinois, for your $100 online gift. Thank you and welcome. Juan in Iowa City, Iowa. Thank you for your $240 online gift. And Nanette in Cape Coral, Florida. Thank you for your $365 online gift. We are very grateful. And this is what we need right now. We need to get this momentum going.
We had an anonymous donor who stepped up in College Station, Texas. Thank you for your generosity. $5,000.
Nice.
Yes.
That's Red Sea Radio. Yes. Shout out to all the Red Sea Radio people.
Double to $10,000. Can you help us out? Can you do the same thing as this anonymous donor in College Station? If so, give us a call. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online, relevantradio.com, or use the app. And when you give on either of those two digital platforms, you'll get the bonus download. Comes instantly in your inbox. It's been produced by Father Rocky, a brand new talk. How Mary leads us to Jesus in the Eucharist. Great talk that will go great with your monstrance tote bag, all yours for $20 a month or more when you give online at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
How many totes could a tote bag tote if tote bags could tote totes?
Tote bags are great for storing
question
your
of
tote
the ages.
Bags.
Yeah. Oh, these are pretty good size, though. If you tote stuff, I mean, who doesn't tote stuff from time to time, right? Grocery store, what have you. And you can tote your heart out knowing that you're evangelizing people as you tote by with this tote bag that features an image of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in the monstrance. Monstrance is a word not everybody knows. It's from the Latin word, it means to show, and it shows Jesus in the Holy Eucharist there. And it's yours when you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. But look at that, Mary, 2 minutes to go, and we are almost exactly where we were last hour.
Last hour.
To surpass that.
Yes, we do. 33 people here in the last few minutes. We need you to hustle, make it happen at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure. It is encrypted. You can be rest assured. It's easy to do, and you'll get to see that tote along with some of the other great premium gifts we have available for you at relevantradio.com or when you use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
877-291-0123. Call that number now. We have people standing by to take your prayer requests and your pledge, or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
We need 25 more people here in the last minute and a half of this hour who can give hope to your local community at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Now is the time to give. It's a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be doubled. Your $20 a month, and you will receive this fabulous tote coming your way. Give online or with the app. You also get the download from Father Rocky. Learn more now at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Of course, phone lines are open if that's your only way to give at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need another 15 people. Give now.